Culture 5. Exercises 4 and 5.
On the 4th of May, 1961, a group of Americans, the Freedom Riders, left Washington, D.C. on two coaches. As they pulled out of the station, there was a good mood amongst the group, and they felt very close. They'd been warned about what might happen when they got down south, but they had spent a few days training how to deal non-violently with aggression, and they thought they had everything under control. The Freedom Riders didn't experience any problems in Richmond and Farmville in Virginia. In Greensboro and Rock Hill, they felt that people had been expecting them and allowed them to use the facilities to avoid problems. Martin Luther King then met them when they arrived in Atlanta, and he warned them that in Alabama, people wouldn't be trying to avoid problems at all. When the bus arrived in Anniston, Alabama, there was a crowd of around 200 white men. They immediately set about breaking the bus windows and then set it on fire. A group of men waited at the door, and those on board had the choice of being burned alive or beaten to death. Suddenly, the gas tank on the bus exploded, and the crowd ran away, giving the Freedom Riders the chance to escape. At the same time, a police officer arrived and fired his gun into the air to keep the crowd back. Meanwhile, the Freedom Riders on the other coach were feeling very wary as they entered Birmingham. A large crowd of white men was waiting, and they were ready for action. The local police chief, Bull Connor, had promised the crowd that they would have 15 minutes to attack the Freedom Riders before he sent police officers in. Connor kept his promise, and many of the Freedom Riders still bear the marks of their injuries today. The Freedom Riders had expected resistance to their trip, but had never expected so much violence. However, their suffering was rewarded. The images of the attacks were shown all around the world, and over 300 Americans volunteered to take part in more freedom rides. The Kennedy government was forced to act, and 5 months later, the whites-only signs in the southern states were taken down, and the law that allowed all Americans to use the same transport facilities was enforced everywhere.